Okay, Hare Krishna. Okay, reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay, one second. Chapter 14, text 1. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. It's Canto 10, Chapter 14, Text 1. Sri Brahmo Vacha. Namidyate Brahvapushe Tadid Ambaraya. Gunja Bhatamsa Paripitcha Lasan Mukaya Vanya Shraje Kababa Vecha Nishana Venu Lakshma Shriye Midupade Pashupaga Jaya. Lord Brahma said, "My dear Lord, you are the only worshipable Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore I offer my humble obeisances and prayers just to you. O son of the king of the cowherds, your transcendental body is dark blue like a new cloud. Your garment is brilliant like lightning, and the beauty of your face is enhanced by your gunja earrings and the peacock feather on your head. Wearing garlands of various forest flowers and leaves, and equipped with a herding stick, a buffalo horn, and a flute, you stand beautifully with a morsel of food in your hand." Purport. In the previous chapter, Brahma, the creator of the universe, tried to bewilder the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, by stealing his cowherd boyfriends in calves. But by a slight exhibition of Krishna's own mystic potency, Brahma himself was completely bewildered. And now with great humility and devotion, he offered his humble obeisances and prayers unto the Lord. The word kabala in this verse refers to a morsel of rice mixed with yogurt that Krishna held in his left hand. According to Sanatana Goswami, the Lord held a cow herd stick and a buffalo horn pressed under his left arm, and his flute was placed under his belt. Beautiful young Krishna, decorated with multicolored forest minerals, exhibited opulences far greater than those of Vaikuntha. Although Brahma had seen innumerable forearm forms of the Lord, he now surrendered unto the lotus feet of the two-arm form of the Lord, who appeared as the son of Nanda Maharaj. Brahma offered his prayers to that form. Omagana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmulatam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Dapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Vansha Kalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayebhacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Siadvaita Gadadhar Shivas Adigor Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Well, greetings from New Jersey. I have a program after this. My time is tight. I may not go the full hour. And tomorrow I will head upstate. which is quite a refuge. And really satisfied my trip to Colombia, where we had, just before I left, we purchased a new property by the river, only about 5 minutes by car from where we are now. So we'll get our same congregation. Yesterday I spoke to a Vastu consultant. We have everything ready to go to build a beautiful Krishna center there. So I'm quite excited about that. And great people. Our strategy is to reach the 2% to help the 98%. And I think that strategy also was used by Lord Chaitanya. Because if you look at it, who did Lord Chaitanya preach to? Lord Chaitanya preached to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was the head priest of the Jagannath Temple and the most learned scholar who brought Nava Nyaya to Bengal. He preached to Gopal Bhatta Goswami, the son of Venkata Bhatt Goswami, who was the chief priest of the largest temple in India. He preached to Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, who were the chief and home minister of Bengal, which is, you know, a country. Previously, India wasn't one country. There were many countries, many kingdoms. And he preached to Raghunath Das Goswami, who was the son of the richest man in West Bengal. And he preached to Prakasananda Saraswati, the chief Mayavadi scholar. So it's a valid strategy, as is his strategy of sending Lord Nityananda door to door in West Bengal. But the aim is the same. The aim is to make everyone Krishna conscious. But there are different approaches. Actually, you know, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he really was getting the best of Bengal. The list of his disciples were from very prestigious, powerful families. But his mission was to give Krishna consciousness to everyone. So that was my idea to go down there, was to create a template for preaching to people of this status with the idea of helping everyone. And when I was there, I was very impressed. One devotee who's an optician, he took me to fit glasses before I went there. You know, he let me see the other side of Kali, which I didn't see before. And where he, once a month, feeds 1,000 people with kirtan, and with food, with kirtan, 1,000 people. So I really appreciate, and that really affected my heart also, that Vaishnavas have to have compassion. You know, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, you know, in India, when you see those beggars, he said the grihasthas should give something, the sannyasis too. But the grihasthas should give something, otherwise it could create a hard heart. So, you know, Krishna consciousness is a very, very broad conception of helping the world. But the poor also not to be neglected, even in that type of charity. So now we're talking about Lord Brahma's prayers. Of course, this is the first verse, commentary in the Bhagavatam of the BBT that Prabhupada didn't write. So it's kind of like a bittersweet. Bitter is that, you know, now Prabhupada wasn't there to give his purports. What's sweet is that he empowered his disciples to continue on. And that is really Prabhupada's legacy. I was actually finishing my Vyasa Puja offering what I was mentioning, how I like to visit the Samadhi park in the ISKCON Goshala and put my head at the feet of all those devotees there, remembering their specific contribution, but also remembering the glory of Prabhupada that he can inspire so many people in pure devotional service. So Prabhupada's greatest glory is to come. His greatest glory is his legacy, his ability to influence people. Of course, you know, our nature and our mind is to look at the fault, but that's not the nature of Krishna. In the Bhagavatam, in the 15th canto, when it is 15th chapter, the 10th canto, I guess that's next, when it's describing Krishna going into the forest of Vrindavan, the bees are described as Gayanta. They're always chanting his glories. And because they're always chanting his glories, they're able to follow Krishna and understand Krishna and enter into the most confidential parts of Krishna's pastimes. And Krishna there is described by a very nice word, anaga, that Krishna is sinless. And what does sinless mean? It means many things. Of course, he's pure, he's without sin. Shuddhapurno, Nityamukta, just like his holy name, Shuddhapurno, it's full and it's pure, Shuddha. But it also means that he doesn't accept the faults of others. That also means he's sinless. And that's also the image of the bees. They could be very disturbing. They're all around his garland and buzzing, but he's not disturbed. He's not seeing the faults of those who chant his glories. So it's bittersweet. Prabhupada's legacy continues. So the separation is felt, but also his glories are felt, that it carries on in so many wonderful ways. And these purports are also powerful. And they're also Prabhupada, the Prabhupada through his disciples, because that's what a disciple means. A disciple means that he takes the mood and the view and teachings of his guru. So within the disciple, one should see his guru. And that is the glory of the disciple, and that is the glory of the guru. So here, it's the culmination, the prayers are the culmination of the story. Because prayer, the culmination of the story is two things. Krishna's greatness and Brahma's subordination. I think one of the reasons an important part of the story is to reinforce the the Paribhasa Sutra, the main theme of the Bhagavatam, Ete Chamsa Kalapumsa Krishna's Tu Bhagavan Swayam, the main theme that Krishna is Bhagavan Swayam. He is the original, fullest personality of Godhead. And in doing that, we have to distinguish also who is not. There's two main forms of logic, to state what is and to show it in an indirect way by stating what is not. You want to describe bhakti, savai pumso, paro dharmo, yato. It's quite the key. It's unbroken, unmotivated service to God. And what it's not, dharma sunishtita pumsa. Viviksena katasya napadiyed. That dharma, even if performed perfectly, it's not bhakti. If it doesn't invoke, the purpose is not to invoke rati or attraction to Krishna. So the Bhagavatam shows Krishna is God. It also clears up any confusion, which you know is so common. It's so common in India to get this confused. So these are very important. So we're seeing Brahma's position, and it's fortifying Krishna's position before the 15th chapter of the 10th canto, where Poganda, where Krishna matures in age, and therefore he's the more and more intimate pastimes that require more and more an understanding of his position as God, despite him not taking the position of God. So that has to be very, very clearly understood, and that's what's being understood in this story. So this verse is interesting because we see the same vision but understood differently. It's synchronicity, because this morning, this week was very brutal on my Monday morning greetings. I just got in on Tuesday, so I was already a couple of days behind even beginning it, and then a day to recover. I really didn't start it till Thursday. I actually was working on it right up to this last moment. But the piece is called Seeing Through the Eyes of the Q Train. And what I was discussing is just me taking the Q train from Ruti and Wikaveri stay, taking into the city for the Harinam. And I do this, you know, when I'm in a train or something like that, I look around and I try to read people's minds. So I was discussing in that piece that there is a science of mind reading. In fact, I had read in this book Blink by Malcolm Gladwell that there were two scientists that isolated 3,000 combinations of facial movements based on the muscles that correspond universally to various emotions in the mind. And this person was so expert, he could go into, you know, he was so expert at reading minds, the face is the index of mind, he can go into a post office and look at the wanted posters and tell from looking at the guy's face what his crime was, whether he was a sex offender, a bank robber, a murderer. So I was there, and then, without giving away the piece, I realized that while I was looking at it through the mind, that I was reading the mind through the face, there was something more deep. There was a skill more deep to actually understand people. And that is looking at things through the Shastra, looking at things through through knowledge. Because Lord Brahma, he saw Krishna and he saw him again. It's the same thing. But he's seeing it completely differently due to the depth of knowledge that he has now, of the understanding. This is called Sambandha Gyan. He actually understands that Krishna is God now. Because it's the same, in one sense, the same confusing picture that Krishna is holding food. And even I have to say, in his left hand, there's rice and yogurt in his left hand. But what he's understood now by Krishna's mercy, direct enlightenment, setting up a situation to teach him, and basically that's basically Krishna or the law of karma or Krishna karma, what God does in this world, is sets up situations to teach us and to educate us. So that's what this basic world is. It's how to teach and educate us. It educates us. It educates us. And so he was educated by Krishna's arrangement. What is it? Is education. Swayam Bhagavan, Etecham Sakalapumsa, Krishna's Tus, Bhagavan Swayam, that Krishna's the original personality of Godhead. And his cute, gorgeous feature, two-handed feature at Vrindavan Krishna is not an incarnation of an aspect of God. It's an attribute of the fullest manifestation of God, which can easily be misunderstood. Of course, for Krishna to reveal himself fully and intimately requires a equality in relationship. And I explained this many times, which doesn't manifest the majesty of God, although it's there, that supreme opulence is there. So he realizes that Idya, oh most worshipable one. And then he gives that intimate description, which ends with Kabbalah, a morsel of food in his left hand. So now he begins to pray to fortify that realization. And how does prayer do that? Because it exalts the object of your meditation and humbles the subject of the meditation. The subject means the person doing the meditation. So prayer is a very, very beautiful way to express humility. The act of prayer itself is a humble act. And by expressing that humility, feeling that humility, and therefore being able to experience mercy and love. A humble person will not acknowledge mercy, because it means there's something higher that is bestowing that mercy. So, He's now surrendered. And it's very interesting. You remember the last three words of Prabhupada's written purport was respect, attention, and humility. And that's describing what Brahma attained in his enlightenment here. Respect. He was respectful. And he was humble. And he was therefore attentive. So I gave you something today, but unfortunately, I don't really have more time to continue today because I got to get ready for going. I'm going to be leaving in an hour and I got to do a few things here before I do that. But if anybody would like to say hello, we can end it for today. But I was.
Hi, Krishna Maharaj. Thank you.
Hello, Gil. Great to see you and Joseph yesterday.
Thank you. Yes, he really wanted to convey how much he appreciated, how much he enjoyed himself.
Well, he's a very nice man because I saw during the kirtan his hands were up chanting; they were in the air, and yeah. He asked such a nice question.
Yeah.
And he relished prasadam.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hi, Krishna Maharaj.
Hi, Krishna Maharaj.
Hi. Glories to Prabhupada. Wonderful.
Oh, glory.
Good. A few more.
Hey, Krishna Guru Maharaj. This is Lee.
And Bri. Hare Krishna.
Great. See you today.
Yes.
I like we got such a steady community. It's great. A few other people.
Hare Krishna Maharaj Mukunda.
I got Tota Gopinath. Who's the next?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. This is Sri Gandharvika.
Sri Gandharvika. Hare Krishna. Mukunda. Hare Krishna. Good. Good. Okay. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. Govardhan Bhakti Das.
Nice program yesterday. We really had fun. Thank you. Okay. Anybody else? Okay. I got to do a few things before I go. So thank you very much, but I was able to get something. Bunch of Kopa Drivas.